Do you want to make more money? Of course we all do.
Out with Joe. Need a better life. Joe. Joe with Joe.
Now without further ado, here's
Out with Joe.
Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Out with Joe. I'm Joe Mangiacotti. Out with Joe is brought to you by Labonte's Auto School. With five locations, one near you, click LabonteSAutoschool.com. We have a few great events coming up this month you may want to make some plans for. Come party like it's 1929. It's Gatsby meets Ghostly at the 140-year-old Bull Mansion. The veil lifts to a haunted Halloween party in 1929. The party is in the ballroom and actors will be haunting all three floors Friday and Saturday, October 26th and 27th. From 7:30 to 8:30, it's a VIP hour with a vintage dance lesson, or you can take a guided tour of the mansion. And from 8:30 to 12:30, it's Haunted Mansion Roaring Twenties Halloween Party. The Cathedral of Chaos returns to the Third Degree of Terror-Free Home Haunt as it welcomes its visitors for its ninth Halloween season. This mini haunted house, packed into an 800-square-foot detached garage, features multiple rooms and twisting corridors built with frightening realism in details worthy of a movie set. Visitors will scream with delight as actors dressed as priests, nuns, and monks invite visitors to confess their wrongdoings in order to escape this sinister sanctuary. Are you ready to walk these harrowing halls? Visitors can seek redemption or escape on the following night. Saturday, October 27th, that's from 6 to 9. Sunday, the 28th, 6 to 9. Wednesday, October 31st, the big one, from 6 to 9. Candy handed out for trick-or-treaters that night. And as usual, there is no charge for this experience. Visitors exiting the haunt, however, can take pictures of themselves at a new photo op and also donate to Magic Wheelchair. Now, that is a non-profit organization that builds epic costumes for children in wheelchairs at no cost to their families. The United Regional Chamber of Commerce, or URCC, will be hosting its 29th annual Taste of the Region, a fun-filled celebration of great-tasting food, as well as fabulous silent auction items and raffles on Tuesday, October 30th, at Tri-Country Regional Vocational High School. That's at 147 Pond Street in Franklin. That will happen from 5 to 8 p.m., The URCC encompasses 16 communities, and they're hoping to have vendors from every one of them. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door, and there will be a cash bar. At the event, participants will be able to vote on their favorites, the best sweet, the best savory, and the best presentation. Hey Native community and friends, bring your parents, bring your kids, bring your neighbors, bring everyone, and come move, connect, and be joyful as one human family. The idea to hold a free participatory dance event in Natick came out of the desire to create a fun, relaxed place for people of all ages and backgrounds to build community through dancing together. During the event, we will experience dances from three different cultural traditions and have time for a free dance to live music by local musicians. There will also be a potluck snack and quieter room for anyone who needs to take a breather from dancing. Please bring a nut and peanut-free snack to share if you are able. For more information, check the Out with Joe posting. The link is there and email as well. If you want to know what is hot and happening on the local music scene, check out with Joe music editor Tina Marie Billing on outwithjoe.com. Her rundown is available. To hear this and to find out about our fantastic finds and hidden gems, check out outwithjoe.com and follow us on social media at outwithjoe. Out with Joe is brought to you by Labonte's Auto School with five locations, one near you. Click labontesautoschool.com. I'm Joe Mangiacotti. Now let's get back to Conservatively Speaking.